Dead Man Walking at IU Opera Theater is a potent intellectual and emotional experience. It's based on Sister Helen Prejean's counseling with a death row inmate in Louisiana's Angola prison. Joseph Desrochers, the convict, sung strongly on Saturday by Eric Smedsrud, is an unrepentant killer in the deaths of a pair of high school lovers. Sarah Ballman was complex wonder's Sister Helen. She's a nun with a solid commitment to mercy who can't really understand the murder that Joseph committed, nor the justice system that will take his life. It's her struggle to understand and to bring the convict to admit his guilt and offer an apology that forms the arc of the drama. It's a very rough arc. Eddie Money, as the prison chaplain, is contemptuous of her efforts. Jeremy Gusson, as the warden's more careful but equally wary. Joe Desrochers is guarded and even contemptuous. At the parole board's hearing, the families of the murdered girl and boy angrily ask Sister Helen why she comes for the criminal and not the victims. The girl's father, Johann Schramm Reed, is very bitter, and the boy's mother, Courtney Jameson, is eloquent as she tells the sister that she can't know what it is to lose a child. At the parole board hearing, Kelsey Webb sings movingly as the mother of Joseph Desrochers, but the parole is denied. The act ends as the overwhelmed Sister Helen has a vision of the chaos of the demands of all the opera's characters, and she faints. In the second act of Dead Man Walking, Sister Helen has become more and more possessed by the case. Her sleep is fitful and interrupted with visions of the teen victims. Lisa Yorke, as her companion Sister Rose, comforts, supports, and chastens her in a lovely duet. On the evening of the execution, Sister Helen, Desrochers, his mother, and the two brothers are together. The convict attempts to tell his mother of his guilt. But in a moving aria, she will have none of it and reminisces about his childhood. Likewise, Sister Helen's meeting with the victim's parents fails to bring closure. It only ends with a guarded agreement to view themselves as fellow victims of the killer. As death for the convict approaches, something finally happens, and Desrochers admits his guilt and describes the murder to Sister Helen. To his surprise, she offers him forgiveness. As the clinically conducted execution proceeds, the convict apologizes to the parents of the victims and hopes that his death may bring them some comfort. And in the last moments, he and Sister Helen share their love. Dead Man Walking is a potent piece of music drama. As I'm writing this, I'm tearing up again. I'm also remembering some of the warmth and even the humor. Benjamin Seward drew laughs as the motorcycle cop who pulls Sister Helen over and lets her go as he's never ticketed a nun before. Sister Rose's firm refusal to join Helen for a rosary at 4 a.m. was worth a chuckle. And then how can one forget the convict and Sister Helen harmonizing on the finale of an Elvis Presley tune? Jake Heggie's very available music for Dead Man Walking is Gershwin-esque, spiced with Samuel Barber and Leonard Bernstein, blues, and even some early rock. Terrence McNally's libretto does a fine job of telling a complex, twisted, and moving love story. Conductor David Neely led orchestra, soloists, chorus, and children's chorus with a sure hand. Jose Maria Condemi's staging worked well and made very good use of Stephen Kemp's design and the Musical Arts Center's resources. Linda Pisano's costumes seemed just right. The IU Opera Theater's production of Dead Man Walking has final performances on Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th. You can find this review and a conversation that I had with Sister Helen Prejean at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.